snowing somewhere, I'm sure. Actually, they said there's a chance of snow this week, 4,000 feet or something like that. So, anyways, and if you can lend a hand after service to the home church, if you can lend a hand to help break things down and pack it up, we'd appreciate it. My, there's so much that we could say, and so much we couldn't express, even begin to express our appreciation to these brothers that have come and labored. You know, you don't just sit down and go to your desk and say, "Well, I think I'll, you know, preach on such and such and spend a couple hours." And these brothers have been laboring and laboring, and there's a lot of study and prayer and unction that's gone into this for you to get the boiled down version of about an hour or so. But believe me, we greatly appreciate it. So I'd like to say a whole lot more, but we've got our minister standing in the wings, and we want Brother Darrell to just come and take his liberty here tonight, and whatever the Lord would put on his heart, that's what we want, that's what we need. But we do want to express our love to these brothers and to all of you for making this special. Amen. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right. Let's lift our hands to Him tonight. Let's just talk it over with Him. I need you, Lord. I lift my hands, I bow my knees, and worship at your throne. I need you, Lord, I need you, Lord, right now. We need you, Lord, we need you. Yes, we need you. Tonight, Lord, we need you, Lord. Yes, we need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, dear Lord. Hallelujah. So I lift my hands and bow my knees and worship at
one thing if you needed the Lord and there would be nothing to answer that need. It would be horrible. It would be almost tormenting to have a need and there'd be nothing that would satisfy that need. But the very fact that there's something in our hearts that's crying out for more of God is the evidence that there's more of God for us to receive. And if there's something in our heart that needs God, that's the evidence there's a God there who can meet that need. Amen. And it's not a God of stone. It's not a God of our imagination. But it's the living God. The only true God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad, you know, in India, in some of those places, they shape them out of God in wood. Or they'll shape them out of God in stone. And they'll pack it around. And every once in a while, they'll set it down. And they'll worship that God. And then they'll pick it up. I'm glad I'm not that way. Amen. I didn't fashion my God with my hands. He fashioned me with His hands. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, He packs me around. Sometimes when you get weary and you seem like you just can't go, and the poem of the footprints on the sands of time. And he said, when my lowest moments, why was the only one set of footprints? You said you'd never leave me. You said you'd never, why is there only one set? He said, child, I keep my word. I told you I'd never leave you. I told you I'd never forsake you. That one set of footprints in your lowest moment, you know the poem. That wasn't your prints, son. It was my prints. It was those times that I was carrying you. Amen. What a privilege it is to be carried on the wings of the great Jehovah. We certainly enjoyed being here. I know you've been standing, but we'll just go right to the word. But we want to read tonight from, the book of Amos. We want to read from Amos chapter 3 verse 7. And we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we count it such an honor to be here. And we just want to thank everybody for everything that was done for us and all the labor and all the food that was provided for us and for the room that was given that we could rest in and all the warm handshakes and the nice smiles. And just thank you for all that you've done for us. And we're so sorry that your church burned. But I'm so happy that, as we said the first night, that they got the building put out. But I'm even more happy that they can't put the fire out of the living church. Amen. They can't boil it out of us. They can't burn it out of us. They can't persecute it out of us. And we can't stop it because we didn't start it. Amen. So we're grateful for that. But may the Lord richly bless you. And, you know, I've told a lot of people that Tucson is the place to be in February. And I know y'all had a lot of rain this week. But in spite of the rain, I still believe that Tucson is a great place to be in February. So we just count it an honor to be here. And I want to thank Brother Donnie. He's my pastor. I've known him for 30 years. Brother Donnie's a real man of God. He's been real kind to my family. He's done so many wonderful things for us. And I just couldn't ask for a greater pastor. I guess maybe I'm partial to that. But he's just been a great man of God. And he's been my mentor in the ministry. I've learned so much from him. And I always get nervous, you know, when you do something in front of your daddy. So I was a little bit nervous to preach in front of my pastor, you know. And Brother Mike, I know Brother Mike Price for many, many years. And I was in the service, if I remember right, I believe I was, the night he got the Holy Ghost. And so it's just wonderful to be able to minister with him. I think it's the first time we've ever ministered together, but it's been my honor to serve with you brothers. And Brother Doug, I just love you, buddy. Appreciate you. And Sister Baker and just everyone. And I'm going to leave some names out, but we love you all and we appreciate you. And if you get tired of the cold weather and the rain and the snow, come on up to Tennessee. It's starting to warm up. So you can be right at home up there. But now we want to read now from Amos 3:7. The Bible says this: surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. The lion hath roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken. Who can but prophesy? I want to speak to you tonight for just a few minutes on the lion hath roared. The lion hath roared. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, what a wonderful privilege to gather in your name. And Lord, how the song of the choir, what a wonderful name that it is, Lord. For the family of God is known by that name. And Lord, we count it such an honor to gather here with your children. And Lord, we have feasted from your table and it has fed our souls, Lord. We are so grateful, dear God, that you have dealt with us through your word. And Lord, we know that there's needs here among us tonight. But we believe that you are our deliverer and our healer. And Lord, we look to you tonight, the author and finisher of our faith. May you come and ignite it, Lord, that the reality of your word would sink into our hearts and be manifested back up on our lips. Lord, we know tonight our enemy is defeated. There's only one defeated person in the building tonight. That's Satan. For we are victorious through the blood of the Lamb of God. And we stand here tonight as soldiers of the cross to draw the sword to the heart of our enemy, Lord. Father, may you come in a great way. May you step out of the pages of the Bible and walk among us, Lord. That we may see you in the power and the glory of your resurrection. Forgive us of our sins. Anoint us, O God, we pray, with the Holy Ghost. Save our lost, Lord. Heal our sick. And pour out the Holy Ghost until our souls are burning with the fire of God. May we stagger under the anointing, Lord, that we would give you praise and honor and glory, for thou art worthy. Bless Brother Doug, Lord, the officers of the church. Bless all the assemblies that's gathered here, Lord, all through Arizona. Bless your bride, Lord. And around the world tonight, may you be mindful of them, Lord, we pray. And Father, we look forward to hearing the news of the dedication of the new church. For you promised us beauty for ashes, Lord. Bless your people tonight, we pray. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And the bride says, amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated this evening. Now I want to read you a couple of quotes. Just throw out a few things before we look at what we want to look at tonight. And we're going to be just as quick as we can. I know you're tired. But yet we don't want to rush the Lord either. But we'll just be, I'll preach fast as you, amen, fast. We'll get done fast. Amen. But the prophet says this in the way of a true prophet. He says, O lion of the tribe of Judah, rise up and roar, for thou art roaring in this last day. O God, let your prophet roar, Lord. Roar out your message. God, let every creature of your kingdom take heed. And I say to you tonight, O children of his kingdom, take heed, for the lion of the tribe of Judah is roaring in these last days. The prophet said, hear ye him. After all, he's the voice of authority. God himself witnessed so at this time. Hear ye him. There are many voices in the world today. There are many things going on. Many doctrines, many isms, but hear ye him. He's the final voice of authority. He's the one that'll speak. He's the one that'll speak. The lion of the tribe of Judah is roaring in the last days. He is the one that will speak. He's the one that said, heavens and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never fail. So hear ye him. He's the one to listen to. He's the voice of authority. For the lion hath roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken. Who can but prophesy? Now to roar, there are words that are interchangeable that you can use for the word roar, and yet they project the same thought. You can change these words around, and it does not change the context of what it is that you're saying. You can say roar, or you can say blast. Amen. For blast is the same as word. And word is the same as voice. And voice is the same as roar. And roar is the same as report. And report is the same as roaring. And all of it is the same as Rama. Amen. Let me show you what I mean. So when Isaiah said, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? You could actually say, who hath believed our roar? Oh God. And not change the meaning of the contents of the thought. Who hath believed the roar? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Oh, when Brother Branham was talking about Sunset Mountain, and he said, I heard a blast. You could say he heard a roar. Well, I don't know about that. Well, let me show you. Sirs, is this the end time? The sign of the end, sir. As soon as they left, a constellation of large birds came. They looked like doves, sharp pointed wings, kind of gray color, little lighter color than what these first little messengers was. And they were coming eastward swiftly. And no sooner than they got out of my sight, I turned again to look westward. And there it happened. There was a blast that actually shook the whole earth. Now don't miss this, and you on tape, be sure you get it right. First the blast, and I thought it sounded like a sound barrier, or whatever you call it, when planes cross the sound and the sound comes back to the earth. It just shook. I heard a blast. It just shook, like roared everything. I never heard such a terrific blast. It just shook and the rocks rolled up. And I felt like I must have jumped 5 feet off the ground. It just like just scared me. Then all at once something said, look up. And there it was. Then he told me, it's the opening of the seven seals. Not six and one still sealed. That's not what he said. He told me it's the opening of the seven seals. Turn home. So here I come. He told me it's the opening of the seven seals. Turn home. Oh God. Saints of God, can we understand that? Can we grasp that? That the seals have been opened and we've made our turn towards home. The angel said the seals are open. Turn home, as Brother Mike said. We're not building a wall, we're building a building. And we've turned the corner. Where is the turning of the corner leading us? It's leading us home. But before you can go home, you've got to have the address. You've got to have an understanding of where home is. You've got to know where you come from. You've got to know where you're going. So what has he done in this hour? He has roared. The lion has roared. He's given us his word. Amen. The lion hath roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken. Who can but prophesy. Now the prophesy is the foretelling or the prediction of what is to come. Something that is declared by a prophet, especially a divine inspired prediction, instruction, exhortation. A prophecy is a divinely inspired utterance. Prophecy is a divine inspired roar or revelation. In the animal kingdom, there are four main big cats. The lion, the tiger, the leopard, and the jaguar. Now, Brother Doug took us over to the Wildlife Museum. And when we pulled in over there the other day, that was a great statue of a great lion. And underneath it, it said the roar of the lion. And we went through there and saw these great animals. And there's four cats, the lion, four big cats, the lion, the tiger, the leopard, the jaguar, each one has specially adapted larynx, which enables them to roar. I want you to understand the lion is not the only big cat that can roar. But there's something about the lion that the other three cats, though they can roar, they can't roar like him. The lion has been built. His DNA, his genetics, his chromosomes, whatever you want to use, they are designed in such a way that he's got an extra long larynx. And no cat, though they can roar, they can't roar like the lion, because God built the lion to roar like a lion roars. He's able to do that because his larynx is longer. He's built in a special way by his creator with the ability to roar like no other. Other big cats can roar, but none like the lion. You say, what's that got to do with you? It reminds me of what the prophet said. When I was looking at it, I thought of what the prophet said. He said, there's four cats, they roar, but none like the lion. But the prophet said, he said about the churches. He said there's been churches, churches, brides, brides, churches, brides, churches. But there's got to come one. Oh, hallelujah. There's got to come a real bride. There must come one that's not only got the mechanics, but the dynamics of it. It makes the church live and move in the power of his resurrection. They are other cats, but none like the lion. They are other churches, but there is none like the true bride. A special built church. Built by the DNA, the genetics, the chromosomes of God. Her blueprints, her spirit given, fashioned for the Almighty God, and all his works are perfect. God don't make junk. Listen, how did he bring Christ here? I'm just laying a little background. How did he bring Christ here? He brought Christ here by the word of the prophets. How will he bring his bride here? By the word of the prophets. So the bride's very action, her very character, everything about this bride will be the result of a prophetic roar. For God commissioned his prophets to roar out his voice. Hallelujah. She will be the result of a prophetic utterance, because she is a spoken word bride. More than a written bride, more than a recorded bride, but a living bride with a living voice. Why is that? Because Christ is a spoken word groom. So the bride must be a spoken word bride, because the prophet said the same word that speaks for the groom speaks also for the bride. Or make a Baptist shout. You didn't stagger into this thing. Huh? Well, I wonder what's happening. No, no, you got it wrong. It's not what's happening. You've got to realize you are the happening. The same word that speaks for the groom speaks also for the bride. Now, how did he identify him, Christ, when Christ was on the earth? How was he identified? What's the parallel of the gospel? How was he identified? When Christ was on the earth, how was he identified? How did he identify the bridegroom? Would he come by a man with the spirit of Elijah upon him? He'd come out of the wilderness. How will he identify her, his bride? The same way. There'll be a man with the spirit of Elijah upon him. Malachi 4, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet. How did Christ come? How was he made known on the earth? By a man with the spirit of Elijah. How will the bride be made known? How will they know she's on the earth? There'll be a man with the spirit of Elijah upon him, and he will announce her approach. She will be the result of the roar of the prophets. A prophetic people who's on the earth by divinely inspired revelations. Amen. Just before the destruction of Sodom, just before it destroyed the earth as it was in the days of Sodom, so will it be when a Son of Man is revealed. Like the larynx of the lion is built to roar, the bride has been built by the word to not only receive the word. Oh, God, don't miss this. God just doesn't want us to receive the word. He just doesn't build us to be a receiver, but he also made us to be a broadcaster. Not only did he build the bride to receive the word, but she's been built by the prophets to speak the word. What does that make her? A spoken word bride. How loud does a lion roar? A normal human can shout around 70 decibels. Anything above 120 decibels, it becomes physically painful. A lion can roar. His roar is from around 110 to 114 decibels. This ain't a meow. Meow, meow. It's not a meow. No, sir, this is a roar. 110 to 114 decibels. The roar of the lion. I couldn't believe this when I looked this up. The roar of the lion can be heard for 5 miles. That's almost halfway back to the hotel where I'm staying. That's 2.5 miles on the other side of Stone Avenue. A lion can stare at this deer and roar. 2.5 miles on the other side of Stone Avenue. They said, my God, what was that? The roar of a lion. But why does he roar? A lion roars in the natural. Why do they roar? To establish their territory. They roar to say, this is my bride. They roar to say, Israel is my son. They roar to establish their territory. They roar to scare away rival males. They also roar to communicate with the bride. So the roar of the lion is the means of communicating to his bride. Amen. Oh, I'll just let that one go. That was a good one right there. I'll just let that one go. Amen. To communicate, lip to ear. It's a form of communication. A pride of lions can have a territory up to 160 square miles. So they roar to help them maintain the territory without having to cover the whole distance. In other words, they don't have to cover the whole dish. They can just stand in one area and roar. And it lets their presence known. They don't have to be everywhere. They can just send the roar. Oh God, you know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of the Bible. For the Bible said, He sent His word. And healed them. And delivered them from their destructions. God just roared out His word. He roared it out. And in that roar came healing. In that roar came deliverance. Amos 3:4 says this. Can two walk together except they agree? Will a lion roar in the forest when he's taken no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he's taken nothing? In other words, a lion don't just roar to be roaring. And let me say this, God don't speak just to be speaking. If God says something to you, you can bank on it. If God speaks to you, there's something He wants you to do. Come on, somebody. If God has spoken this hour, He didn't speak because He was bored. He spoke because He expected results. When God said rise, we rise. When God says shine, we shine. When God says go, we go. That's what God said. You know why there's light? Because God said so. You know why there's earth? Because God said so. You know why there's a bride? Because God said so. Hallelujah. When He roars, this is this quote. When He roars in the last days, let's take heed and know there's something fixing to happen. Knowing that God never does that without first He roars forth. So in other words, God will never bring a rapture until first He rolls out the means or the way of the rapture. He told John to come up higher. John could have never come up higher until God spoke it. But when God spoke it, the way to come up higher had been provided. The words "come up higher" provided the means for John to do it. You know why we're healed tonight? It's not mind over matter. It's because God said in His word, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Amen. Something's fixing to happen. Knowing God never does anything without first He roars forth. And when He roars forth, then something follows that roar. Oh God, the things we heard this weekend. Why do you think we heard them? Why do you think God anointed Brother Mike and anointed Brother Donnie with such tremendous messages? The things we heard this weekend. Why was God telling us that? Because there must be somebody on the earth who can understand what's being said. There's going to be somebody on the earth to know that if that word's coming, it's going to bring some kind of result. Somebody's going to manifest that. Somebody's going to become that. And by the grace of God, it might as well be me. Amen. He roars because something's coming forth. He don't just speak because He ain't got nothing to do. Well, I'm bored today. I guess I'll say a bunch of words. No, sir. When God does something, there's a purpose behind it. He roars first, then something follows. Don't you see what the Bible says? The Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So before we can ever take a rapture, we must first hear about a rapture. Before we can ever realize that we are the sons of God, we must hear about the means and the way He made us sons of God. And when that word is roared out to us, when that word is released to us, when that prophecy is released to us, then we become the words of the prophecy. Brother Donnie only said one thing tonight I don't agree with. He said I was young. Whew. I appreciate the comment, but amen. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You see, when the word has been spoken for the certain generation, I don't know about you, I believe it's what we are, a chosen generation, a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. To a certain generation, there's going to be somebody. Anybody here? There's going to be somebody, hallelujah, who will rise on the scene. That'll fulfill
that word because God has spoken it. And what did God say? My word will not return unto me void, but will accomplish that which I sent it to do. Somebody becomes that and somebody manifests that. And what does that do? It vindicates. It vindicates that God spoke it. You know, prophet, God said that you would vindicate Malachi 4, Luke 17, 30, Revelation 10, 7. You will vindicate the prophet of God. Those people today say Brother Branham was false. People today say Brother Branham was a deceiver. All the things they're saying about Brother Branham, God ain't worried. You know why? He's got you on the earth. You know who you are? You are the vindication that Brother Branham was that messenger. You know why? Because you become the words of his prophecy. Hallelujah. I become what Brother Branham said. In flesh, the message is no longer just an MP form, an iPad form, in book form. But the message has become flesh form in the bride. Glory to God. Well, I don't feel like it. Feelings has nothing to do with it. Emotion has nothing to do with it. It's thus saith the word of God. My emotions are lying. My feelings are lying. But the word of God will never lie to me. Jesus never done anything until he seen it of the Father. The Father showed him first the harmony between God and Christ. So will the bride. He shows her his word of life. Life is not in written form. Life has a heartbeat. Life has a breath. Oh God, come on somebody. Amen. He shows her the words of life. She receives it. She never doubts it. Nothing can harm her. You pass through the fire, it will not be kindled against you. When you pass through the waters, they shall not overtake you. Nothing will harm her. Not even death. For if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again. Amen. Here's the secret. The word is in the bride. And the mind of Christ to know what he wants done with the word. She does it in his name. There is power in the name of Jesus. As the judgment rod was in the hand of Moses, so is the name of Jesus Christ in the hand of the church today. We stretch that name over demons. They've got to flee. We stretch it over sickness. It's got to leave. It is a strong tower that the righteous run into. Amen. She has, thus saith the Lord. And then it's germatized so the Holy Spirit waters it until it's grown and serves its purpose. They do only his will. Prophet says, amen, I believe that. No one can persuade them different. Sorry, don't believe the sign. I don't believe you. They have thus saith the Lord, or they keep still. They will do the works of God. Listen to this. They will do the works of God. Did not Jesus say, verily, verily, I say unto you, the works I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do. Amen. They will do the works of God, for it is himself in them. It's not my emotion. It's not my mind over matter. It's not my ability. Come on, somebody. But what makes us work the works? What makes us do the signs and wonders? It's because God is dwelling in us. We are the light of the world because he is the light of the world. And the light of the world that is in him is in us. Amen. It's is himself and them continuing his word to fulfill as he did in completing his days, all things when he was here. He did not complete all when he was here, for it was not yet time. He did not complete all when he was here because it was not yet time. So could it be the things we heard preached this weekend is preaching to us now? When Brother Branham spoke these things in 65, hardly anybody even knew what he was talking about because it was not time. He said, I count on my hands the number of people that even understood what I was talking about today. But he knew it wasn't be that generation, but there would come one who would understand the words of the prophet. There would come one who would hear the roar of the lion, and they will begin to prophesy. They will begin to say what he's already said in the word. He didn't complete it all then. It wasn't time. But I say to you, the time is now. Today is today. Now is the time. How are we able to hear these things? Do you think God would make it? When Moses was here, God allowed Moses, as Brother Donnie, I believe it was, brought it out this morning. God allowed Moses to go back just to the beginning. But in this day, he allowed the prophet to go into the back part of his mind. Now, why would God, after all those thousands of years, keep these things in the back part of his mind, but in the day we're living in, he would allow someone to go into his mind and take these treasures and bring them out to us? Because there must be somebody on the earth who can understand the prophecy. There must be somebody like Daniel who can read the book. There must be somebody who can make this word live. Isaiah 55:8 says this, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. God said, my thoughts are not like your thoughts. So my thoughts are not like God's thoughts unless I was to think his thoughts. If I was to think God's thoughts, then I wouldn't think my thoughts. I wouldn't be thinking my thoughts unless my thoughts and God's thoughts were the same thoughts. He said, I don't know about that. You must not. You didn't amen it too good. If I show you an example, will you amen it? Now you're in church. Don't be lying. Can a man actually think God's thoughts? Let's just see if it's in the word somewhere. Who created the animals? It's not a trick question. God did. But who named them? Adam did. How did Adam know to call that a mouse and call that an elephant and call that an eagle and call that a bear? God didn't say, no, Adam, name that eagle, name that bear, name that mouse. He never said that. But Adam had the mind of God. Amen. Adam knew what God wanted done with his word, and he spoke the word. Your elephant, your mouse, your bear. And God said, that's exactly what I was thinking. A son of God with the mind of God speaking the names of the animals. Oh, it reminds me of another son of God who stood in this day and said, I no longer call you church. I call you bride. And God said, that's exactly what I was thinking. Did you amen it? If you could so yield to God, if we could so yield, I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. If that was more than a song, if that would be a reality, if we would surrender our mind, surrender our will, surrender our desire, surrender everything about us, if we could just be so neutral, so yielded to God. You would not think your thoughts. You would only think his thoughts. You see, once God thinks something, when God has a thought and he expresses that thought, it becomes a word. So a word is the word of God. It's the thought of God expressed. And when you speak his word, you are speaking his thoughts. When you speak God's word concerning healing, salvation, prophecy, when you speak God's word concerning you, to take what God said about healing, to take what God said about deliverance, to take what God said about predestination. Well, I don't know. Cast that down. Well, I'm not sure. Cast that down! When you speak his word, you are speaking his thoughts concerning you. One time there was an artist. He found a homeless man on the street. He said, sir, if I give you some money, can I paint you? The man said, sure enough. So the artist set up his canvas. And he was looking at the man and he was painting him. And he got done. He put out his money and he paid the beggar. And the beggar said, wait a minute, sir. Can I see that picture since you painted me? He said, sure. The beggar was homeless. His rags on him, dirty, beard, hair all messed up. But when he turned the picture around, it was a fine young man, well-dressed, six-pack, abs, square jaw, every hair in place. That artist, that beggar said, who is that? And the artist said, that's you. Me? That's me? He said, well, you see, sir, that's the way I see you. And the beggar raised up and he took his shawl and he wrapped it around him and he threw his shoulders back and he says, if that's the man you see, then that's the man I'll be. Oh, brother, sister, it's time we quit looking at our mistakes. It's time we get looking at this best house and we start seeing ourselves the way God sees us. When God sees us through his eyes, we need to see what God sees. He sees you perfect through the blood. Amen. Time we start speaking what God says about us. The lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Now we can say what God has said. Concerning our health, concerning our family, concerning our church. Amen. Amen. Everybody said, it's got to the place you can't listen to nobody. I ain't never heard such a time in all my life. CNN says Fox is fake. Fox says CNN is fake. Everybody's fake news. You know, when I was a boy, Walter Cronkite, when he said that's the way it is, that was the way it is. But not anymore. Everybody's arguing who's right, who's wrong. Everything's fake. But I'm so glad I've got a news. It's called the good news. Come on, somebody. And it is the truth. Heavens and earth will pass away, yet this word will never fail. And this word says I'm an overcomer. This word says I'm a son of God. This word says I'm the victorious. This word says I'm going in the rapture. Amen. Amen. Ooh, I gotta slow down a little bit. It's got the place you can't listen to nobody. You got to listen to God. What God said. Let every man's words be a lie. Let mine word be true. Is that right? Even the Father himself on Mount Transfiguration said, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. Don't hear nothing else. Why? The lion hath roared. Listen, don't hear nothing else but him. You've got no right to listen to nothing else contrary but him. Listen only to him. Hear ye him. Brother, what about the fivefold ministry? Oh, that's easy. It's him in them. has roared. God has gave us his word, his thoughts concerning us. Don't hear nothing else but him. Listen to no other voice. Listen to no other voice. Not even your own. If it's contrary to what he said, well, I ain't no good, and nobody loves me, and nobody cares for me, and I don't guess I can make it, and I guess, you know what you're doing? You're cursing. You're using the devil's cuss words. That's right, friends. No, man, we would wash our mouth out if we said something. It would embarrass ourselves. But every time you get up and say, I ain't no good, I don't know if I can make it or not, you're saying exactly what the devil wants you to say. Let me tell you something, brother, sister. Let me never say nothing that the devil would amen. Let me never have a testimony that the devil would amen. Well, I don't know if nobody loves me. Devil says, amen, preach. Well, I don't know if I can make the rapture or not. That's right, glory to God. Amen, say amen. Never have a testimony. Never, oh God. Well, Brother Darrell, I can't stop it. They come through my mind. Listen, you can't stop a crow from flying over your barnyard, but you can sure stop it from landing. You can take a double-barrel shotgun and pour boom. Oh, my, when the devil comes with his negative thoughts, take the double barrel of the gospel and blow him out of the barnyard. We need to say what God said. The lion hath roared. Who can but prophesy? God said, you're my bride. God said, you're an overcomer. God said, I wrote your name and spoke it. Before there was ever a world, no negative thought, have no other thoughts but his thoughts. Hear ye him, the voice of authority. Brother Bram said, I've hunted in Africa, in the jungles. I've been around where lions were. He's the king of the beast. So I've laid out in the jungles at night to hear the squawking of hyenas, the laughing and howling of the different animals. Then some of them hyenas would make you just curl your blood when they scream. And there with leopards and whining and everything else, beetles and monkeys and baboons. Sounds like a hotel I stayed in one time. I'm sorry. Beetles and monkeys and baboons. It's bad when you make your own self laugh. Beetles and monkeys and baboons. Thousands times thousands. Squeak and squawk, walk everywhere. You can hear all kinds of things going on. All kinds of noise. All kinds of chatter. But he said, let the lion roar. Let the lion roar one time. Even the little beetles shut up. It becomes a deathly hush. They will keep still. Why? What is it? The king has spoken. Let me tell you, there's all kind of voices in the land today. But the lion. The lion has roared. Let everything else shut up. Let the website shut up. Let everything shut up. Hallelujah. Sounds like a cannon going off. Just belches out and roars out of them big lungs. Say, if you're ever killed by a lion, it's painless. He scares you to death before he gets to you. He scares you with that great, ferocious roar. You know what the voice of God's done in this hour? It has absolutely scared the devil to death. The devil is scared of you. Come on, somebody. The devil is scared of you. He's nothing but a bluff. He knows if you know who you are, he's in trouble. Come on. So what does he try to do? He tries to push us down. He tries to lie to us. He tries to get you to confess his words. But the lion has roared. The lion has spoke. The lion has gave us our authority. The lion has gave us our power. The lion has gave us our inheritance. He showed us where we come from. He shows us where we're going. And the lion roars, who will not fear? Soothsayers and false prophets, they run for cover like those chickens ran when that eagle flew over the barnyard. Amen. The lion roars, everything, every voice is silenced. When God speaks, who can keep from prophesying? Once God has spoken it, then we can say what God has said in prophecy. Huh? Ain't that true? So listen, I want to tell you something, but don't you tell nobody. You know what that means? Nothing to most people. But usually when somebody says, don't say nothing, you're not supposed to speak. But if I say, listen to me, brothers, I'm going to be leaving next Thursday for France, and I appreciate your prayer. I feel like I'm going into a battle. Yeah, well, will you pray for me? Then you can call someone. You can text someone. You can say, Brother Darrell's going to France next week. Would you pray for him? He wants us to pray for him. What are you doing? You are saying what I already said. Then my words and your words are the same words. So once God speaks it, then we can speak it also. For example, God said, thus saith the Lord. California will slide into the sea. Millions will die at one time if my memory serves me right. Then I can stand here tonight and tell you, thus saith the Lord. I was on a plane or somewhere the other day, and I was looking on my iPhone, I was looking at the news. And they had a sign held out there after the election. California wants to secede from the United States. In other words, they want to leave. Had a big sign out there, we want to leave the U.S. And I looked at the guy beside me, I said, you see that right there? They're going to leave soon enough. But it ain't the way they think. He said, what do you mean? I said, California will slide into the sea. Why? Because God said so. The lion hath roared. God hath spoken. Who can but prophesy? What can we do? Say what's already been said. When the angel came to Mary, I'm hurry. When the angel came to Mary, said, thou art highly favored of God. Wave at me, Brother JJ, when I get about an hour. Do something like that right there. Amen. Listen, when the angel came to Mary and said, thou art highly favored of God, fear not, thou shalt conceive and bring forth this child and shall call his name Jesus. And Mary said, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? The angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who is called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Verse 38. And Mary said, be it, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. You know why? His ministry was complete. According to thy word. That word means that which has been uttered, that which has been uttered by a living voice. Not a written word, not a recorded word, but a spoken word. In order to have a living word, you've got to have a heartbeat. You've got to have a breath. And Mary didn't know God. Mary received the living word of God. Oh, don't ever question God. If God says so, that settles it. He's the final voice of authority. Mary goes to see Elizabeth, and as soon as she begins to speak what the angel said to her, the lion had roared. Now she was prophesying. She was speaking a divinely uttered revelation. She was speaking to Elizabeth, and as soon as she began to speak those divinely inspired, uttered revelations, the baby leaped in its mother's womb. And then Elizabeth said this, Luke 1:45, a tremendous, listen to this scripture. Then Elizabeth says this, blessed is she that believeth. Do you believe? Blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Blessed is he that she that believeth, for there shall be a performance. In other words, God will do the things which he said he would do. Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? She began to proclaim what the angel had said about her. And it wasn't long until the angel's message started manifesting in her. She took the words into her heart. She began to speak what the word said about her. He said, I was highly favored of God. He said that thing that would be born in me, his name would be called Jesus. She began to relay the message that she had gotten from God. She began to speak the message. And when she began to speak the message, she became the very message that the angel spoke. It wasn't long before the angel's message started manifesting in her. Let me tell you, brother, sister, it's time we get out of this defeated talk. It's time we quit saying these negative things. It's time we start saying what the angel has said about us. It's time we allow the angel's message to become flesh in us. The spoken word, a living voice in a living virgin bride. The power of the spoken word, the lion hath roared. God has made his thoughts known. God told Moses, when you come out of Egypt, worship me on this mountain. And in God's mind, they was already there. God had done spoken. His word won't return unto him void. And on their journey, when things didn't work out the way they thought, when 77 went by, and when this went by, and when that went by, and when that didn't happen, and when they thought it should happen, they begin to murmur and they begin to complain. And then Moses, he went to God. And God said, Moses, what are you crying about? Why are you crying to me, Moses? I have commissioned you. I have given you my mind. I have given you my thoughts concerning you and these people. Now bring them to that mountain. Take the children and lead them. I don't care what's in your way. Move it out of the way. Oh, saints of God, God's done said there's going to be a rapture. Then anything that stays in your way, move it out of the way. He spoke fleas, he spoke flies into creation. Now you're hollering about a few murmurs and complainings. What are you coming to me for? Just speak and watch it move. Why, the lion had roared. The Lord God has spoken. What is the Holy Ghost, friends? It's deity. God tabernacled in men. More than sensation. More than speaking in tongues, more than shouting in the spirit, more than weeping, more than joining a church, more than wearing a belt buckle, more than an eagle picture. It's God living in men. Deity, God himself tabernacled in that person. It's the church of Jesus Christ. That's the way that first apostolic church went forth. Oh, God, do you believe that, friends? We believe there's to be a church in the last days that will receive both the former and latter rain. It'll be scattered throughout the world in this Laodicean age. It'll be a church that's called back to the original faith in God. It'll be a church that'll have Jesus Christ walking in it, manifesting himself. The shout of the King, the roar of the King will be in that church. There it is. He is the Spirit and he is life. That's exactly what the Word is. That's exactly what Jesus is. He is the Word. So when a Spirit-born, Spirit-filled man in faith takes the Word into his heart and speaks it back up on his lips, it's just the same as deity speaking. When you take the mind of God that's been spoken this hour, I am an overcomer, I am a predestinated seed, and you take that into your heart and you begin to speak it back upon your lips, it's just the same as God speaking, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. When you take it into your heart and you speak it back upon your lips, it's just the same as God speaking. Why? The lion has roared. Who can but prophesy? Oh God. Oh God. Hallelujah. Amen. Every mountain has to go. Satan cannot stand before that. A lion roars to establish his territory. I'm coming to a close. We'll punch this home and we'll close. The devil walks around. How does he walk around? As a roaring lion. But remember, another word you can exchange for roar is noise. And that's exactly what he is. Static noise. I was in the military. I was in airborne artillery. I fired a big howitzer. And when I was young in them days, I was foolish. I thought I was invincible. Well, they taught us we was invincible. Said we could do anything. That's the way they trained us. And I was out there in them big guns. I'm a left-handed gunner. And I fired those guns with my left hand. I put my finger in my right ear and I pulled the lanyard like this. When I come out of the Army years later, I developed a condition called tinnitus. Ringing in the ears. At night when I'm in a room by myself, in a hotel room, it almost drives me crazy. Just a constant ring. I don't hear it now. I don't hear it when people's talking to me. But when it gets quiet and by myself in a room, it gets so loud. It's nothing but a persistent, tormenting noise. And let me say, that's exactly what old Slewfoot is. That's exactly what the devil is. He is nothing but a ringing in the ear. He is nothing. Hallelujah. He goes about as a roaring lion. Well, what does he try to do? He tries to get you to doubt. He tries to get you to fear. He tries to get you to quit. He tries to tell you you're no good. He's nothing but making a bunch of noise. But the lion has roared. Hallelujah. God has roared in this day. And he's told us, you are a people of purpose. You are put here for a purpose. And nobody can take your place. Amen. When the real lion roars, when the God roars out his voice, Satan shuts up. What has he told us in this hour? Satan's defeated. He's nothing but a bluff. He has no power over us. Wasn't too many amens on that. I tell you right now, you're listening to the wrong voice. Amen. The lion has roared. He has gave us our inheritance. He has gave us our position. Don't you see, my brother, my sister, all this week in these meetings, Brother Donnie, Brother Michael, oh my, what wonderful messages. How our hearts were stirred. How it brought tears to our eyes. How I heard you weeping in the congregation last night as Brother Donnie was ministering on scars and different things. What was it? Don't you see, my brother, my sister, it was the lion roaring. He was just using her voice. But what was he telling you? He was telling his thoughts concerning you. He was telling you his love for you, his forgiveness, his ability to save you, his ability to rapture you. He was trying to tell you, this is who you are. This is who you are. He has roared. Hallelujah. The lion has roared all week. Then when we leave here, what do we need to do? Leave our doubts here. Leave your fears here. Leave it here. And go out those doors saying what your daddy said. He's told us his thoughts concerning us. Now let that word be manifested in us. Forgive me for being so dry mouthed. I've been sick for 2 weeks. I got out of bed to come down here to preach these meetings. I took something to try to stop from coughing. It's dried me up, so forgive me for that. But I promise not to drink that whole bottle before I quit. Amen. But let's take the word concerning us and let it be manifested in us. Let the words, not let them leave here. Don't leave them here in the theater. Don't let's leave them out there and see when you get up. You know, some people go to a sporting event or go to whatever they go to and they'll get up and leave their cup. Don't do that. Don't get up and leave the word sitting here. Don't get up and hear the things that Brother Mike preached. Don't leave it sitting there in the seat. Get it up. Put it into your heart. Take it home with you. Use it tomorrow. Use it Tuesday morning. Use it Thursday morning. When the devil comes in howling like a roaring lion, just let the roar of the real lion just shut him up. Hallelujah. I am a son of God. Get out of my house. Brother Dale Smith shared this with me here the other day. So blessed my heart in the writings of D.L. Moody. You know, some people, they know, you know I like Shamgard. So he sent me this about Shamgard, what D.L. Moody said about Shamgard. Said he's out plowing in his field. And his neighbor come running. Said perhaps his neighbor come running over to him. Said, Shamgard, oh my goodness, Shamgard, they are 600 Philistines headed towards your house. I'm going to go get the rest of the neighbors. We're getting pitchforks. We're getting axes. I'll be right back, Shamgard. Get in there, barricade yourself in the house. Hide your wife. Hide your kids. They're coming after you. So, oh my, I'm going right now. Though. Hang on, Shamgard. We'll be back with reinforcements. And D.L. Moody said to Shamgard, said, pass on, friend. Just go on to your house. Eat your lunch. Don't worry about it. You, how many did you say there were? You're not listening to me, Shamgard. Listen. Listen with your ears, not your mouth. They are 600. 600. Shamgard said, well, they're 400 short. Just go on home. I've got this. They're 400 short. The lion hath roared, and he told me one can put 1,000 to flight. Oh, hallelujah. And according to the roar of the lion, they're still 400 short. Hallelujah. Lord, do you love him tonight? This is my land. God gave me this land. This is my inheritance. God spoke this to me. God told me I'm an overcomer. God told me if I repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, I shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's what my God told me. My God. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you love him? Amen. You see, we're living in the hour that the bride and the prophet in the spirit all say the same thing. The lion has roared. Everything else shuts up. This is my beloved bride. Hear ye her. A people with the spoken word of God on our lips. We can speak to the situations in our home and the situations will obey us because that's who we are by DNA. I've done my DNA like Brother Mike and like Brother Donnie and like a lot of you. I got my DNA back. You know, I can go to any continent in the world and be at home. That's the God's truth. That may be true with this old flesh right here. I'm as Heinz 57 as you can be. But let me tell you something. In my soul, I'm 100% DNA God. Yes, sir. Amen. I am a part of that light of God. I am a part of the mind of God. I am a part of the Lamb's Book of Life. And now I am manifested. When God took my picture before there was ever a world, God waited for thousands of years. But one day I was born on September the 23rd, 1959. I let out a cry. It got God's attention. And he looked. He said, there he is. There he is. Is. And what did he do? He sent Elijah to find me. To do what? To call me back to my rightful position as a son of God. The Spirit and the bride say come. The final voice to the final age. Amen. Really, can you come? Let's just close. I got so much, but we'll just stop right here. I just drop this here and we'll stop. If you see today, friends, If you can take the things that have been spoken this week into your heart, start to speak them back upon your lips. If you can begin to see by the word the way God sees you, the way the artist saw the bub, if you can start seeing yourself through God's eyes, if you can start seeing yourself through the blood of the Lamb of God, then you can start speaking with confidence the word of God. Jesus had perfect faith because he knew who he was in the word. He was an overcomer because he knew the word spoke of him. He knew if he went to Calvary and they put him in that grave, he knew the Bible said, I'll not suffer my holy one to see corruption. He knew that's what the word was speaking of. He knew that's what the prophets were speaking of. Hallelujah. And the word of God has spoken this hour. He said, there'll be a bride in the last days. She'll be bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, spirit of my spirit. Hallelujah. She'll have my words in her mouth. She'll speak my word, the power of creation. Listen, friends, I'm not interested in creating a fish. I'm not interested in creating another mountain. I just want to bring this body. Hallelujah. I just want to bring this body subject to the word of God. Speak to that mountain. Tell that sickness, shut up and sit down. Tell doubt to shut up. Hold your peace. Tell the critics, hush. The king has roared. The shout is in the camp. The Lord has spoken. His words will be performed. The power, oh God, the power of the spoken word lays within us. Take that word into your heart. Speak it back upon your lips. Speak to that cancer. Speak to that sugar. Speak to that sleep disorder. Speak to that tumor. Prophesy to those cataracts. Prophesy the word of God. A divine inspired utterance or revelation, a future outcome. Listen to me. I saw you in the future. You look much better than you do right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't just say I believe it. Don't just say, well, I don't know about it. But act on the word of God. Stand on the word of God. Let that word become your word. Believe it. Don't reason it. Just believe it. I remember the hospital room. I remember my baby fighting for her life. I remember my wife, God bless her, grieving over her father and her sister that were killed. Kitty, I remember that, Brother Kitty. It's still real. I can think about it at night. It still brings tears to my eyes. It's a scar. It's still there. I remember the doctors coming, putting their arms around me. Guys I worked with, friends of mine, put their arms around me, crying. We're so sorry. They're all so sorry. The CT scan looks bad. The life support system, it looked terrible. Tubes coming out of her body everywhere. A cervical collar. Endotracheal tube. Tubes everywhere. Oh, the devil has a roaring lion speaking. She'll never make it. She's too young. You work in the medical field. You work in surgery. You understand those things. You see how bad she's hurt. Over 3/4 of her brain is damaged. The Satan has a roaring lion roaring out his noise of doubt and fear. Doctors with their arms around me. A lifeless baby laying in a bed that was much bigger than her. Every medical voice was negative. I was sitting in a waiting room. In the distance, I heard a roar. The doctor said their peace. The CT scan said it's peace. Medical science said it's peace. But then he spoke. The lion roared. And when the lion roared, he said these words, your daughter shall live. Hallelujah. Then every doubt shut up. When I went back to work, some of my doctor's friends, we was talking about Jessica. And I went back to work. You know what they told me? We thought you lost your mind. We were so scared. We were so concerned for you. We were talking behind your back. Poor old Daryl. He's talking about when his daughter gets out of that coma and when she starts walking again and when she starts talking again. We thought you'd lost your mind. We were so concerned about you. But you see, that they didn't hear what I heard. I heard another voice. I heard the voice of the Creator. And he said, she will live. Then everybody else has to shut up. And then we faced the second great hurdle. And that was her blindness. I can remember her. By this time she wanted to sit up and we'd have to hold her up in bed. She wasn't able to keep her balance. I remember the doctors coming in. And they put their hand on her shoulder, the bed, and they would talk to us. I can still see it in my mind. She was blind and she would try to stretch her head up. Like that would make her see. And so while they were talking, she would open her eyes real wide. She'd go. And they was talking with their hand on her shoulder. And they was telling us, Brother J.G., they was telling us why she would always be blind. They was telling us from the medical standpoint why it would be impossible for her to ever see again. And they would tell these things. And she, her hearing had come back. She could hear. She could talk. But she wasn't able to see. And she could hear what they were saying. They'd say, she'll never see. And she'd go. Trying to find where the voice was coming from. But when they left the room, they didn't know what I knew. The lion had roared. The lion had spoke. And when they left the room, you know what I told her? Jessica, there's a lamb. There's a lamb. And by that lamb, you can see again. You can see again. You could see again. You know what she did? I know I've told it 1,000 times, but can I just tell it one more? You know what she did? She began saying what I said. She began to take my words. She began to take the words of her daddy. And begin to speak. She began to speak what Daddy said. I will see again. I will see again. Because Daddy said so. Don't be afraid to say what your daddy has said. He will make your body obey your confession. Well, the doctor said it's the worst case he ever seen. It don't matter. Daddy said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Daddy said, I am your deliverer. Daddy said, I am your satisfied portion. the lion hath roared. Let us say what our daddy has said. Let us confess what our daddy has said. Let's take what we heard in these meetings and say what our daddy has said. I am an overcomer. I am the bride of Christ. I am a son of God. I am a daughter of God. I am victorious. I am rapture bound. That's who I am. I am a son of God. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Do you love him? Then speak it. Speak it tonight. I'm an overcomer. I feel the pulsating of the Holy Ghost. He's here. Our daddy is here. Speak his word tonight. Speak his word. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Satan, you're a liar. Come out of the people in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke you. My Lord rebukes you. You're a defeated being. You're a defeated foe. We'll stop you under our feet.
Glory. Little girl was lying there. The people all were weeping. They just laughed at Jesus when he said she's only sleeping. As he took her by the hand, she began some begin to praise the Lord and some begin to say, he's in the house. Oh, death has to flee. Now there is life where darkness used to be. Now there is faith. Oh, there's no more doubt. Oh, praise his name. Praise his name. Hallelujah. We were like that little girl, dead in all our sins. Jesus touched this heart of mine and gave me life again. I am just a house of clay ever since that blessed day. There's a light that shines in me for all the world to see. Hallelujah! He's in this house. Oh, death has to flee. Oh, now there is where darkness used to be. Oh, there's no, oh, there's no more doubt. Oh, praise his name. He's in the house. He's in the house. Oh, death has to flee. Oh, now there is where darkness used to be. Now there is hope. Oh, there's no more doubt. Praise his name. He's in the house. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's here tonight. Can we just love him? Can we just worship him? Can you receive your healing tonight? Can you receive forgiveness tonight? Can you receive salvation tonight? Can you receive the Holy Ghost tonight? He's here. He loves us. He cares for us. He's opened up his mind. He spoke his word. Can we just love him tonight? Can we just love him tonight? Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Little girl was lying there. People all weeping. They just laughed at Jesus when he said she's only sleeping. As he took her by the hand, Jessica began to live again. I began to praise the Lord, and we began to say, he's in the house, death has to flee. May the people's faith arise. Let the worshipers arise, Lord. Let the sons and the daughters sing. Let us sing songs of victory. Let us sing songs of faith. Let us sing songs of joy. Let us sing songs of inheritance and possession. Let us sing homes, songs of our home, our homeland. As Brother Boy told me the other morning there in the hotel room, I said, Brother Warren, I want to go home. I want to go home. I said, Brother Boy, by God's grace, I've been in a lot of countries. I've been in a lot of places. And I agree with you, Brother Boy. There is no place. There is absolutely no place like home. Oh, God. Oh, God, we're homesick. We love you tonight, Lord Jesus. We worship you tonight, Father. Let your children rise to receive that which you've done for them tonight. Oh, Lord, have your way, we pray. Amen. I wonder, just before we close, I turn the service over. I don't feel led to have a prayer line tonight because I believe the word that's been spoken. I believe we're sons and daughters of God. We have a right to lay hands on one another. I believe it's time we exercise our rights and our authority as sons and daughters of God. I believe it's time that we not be ashamed of who we are. We are children of the Most High King. Let them laugh at us. Let them make fun of us. Let them say what they want to say. Won't be long, they'll see us no more. Oh, hallelujah. The next convention we have, it may not be in Tucson. It may be around our daddy's table. If you're here tonight, I want every person, all the sisters that has a need in their body. If you're sick tonight, you have a need, spiritual need, financial need, whatever it would be, physical need, high blood, low blood, as Brother Jewel says, no blood, it don't make no difference to God. Whatever it would be tonight, cataracts, arthritis, menopause, nervousness, whatever it would be tonight, gout, I want the sisters to come and stand to my right, will be your left. Just come and gather here on this side of the platform. All the brothers here tonight, if you have a need, I want you to come. I don't care what the need is. Maybe you battle something on the internet. Maybe you battle something in your mind. Maybe it's a mind battle. Maybe it's marital trouble, financial trouble, spiritual trouble. Whatever it would be tonight, if you've got a need and you believe that God has spoken this hour, if you believe your God is able to do something about it, if you believe tonight that you'll take God's word over what the devil's telling you, you'll never get well, you'll never be no better, you'll never rise above that. I want you to come tonight. I want the brothers to come to my left, it would be your right, and stand here. Amen. Amen. Just come up real close to the front now so others can come in behind you. Everyone that wants to come tonight, I want you to come. We're going to have one mass prayer tonight. Amen. Amen.
I believe the same Lord Jesus that raised my daughter up and gave her back to me is the same Lord Jesus that called that tumor to fall off that woman's ear in Ohio. Is the same Lord Jesus that healed that man in Mexico of an ulcer, a diabetic ulcer that had ate into his bone. Is the same Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that healed Sister Christina over in Romania of a hip when she's born without one. Is the same Lord Jesus tonight to do exceeding above all that we could ever hope for. The lion hath roared. He has spoke his words of life to us tonight. Now we as sons of God take those words and speak them back up on our lips. Hallelujah. The Bible said these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay their hands upon the sick and they shall recover. That's thus saith the word of God. Hallelujah. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That's thus saith the word of God. He sent his word and healed him. That's thus saith the word of God. By his stripes we were healed. That's thus saith the word of God. Repent, be baptized, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the promise is unto you and to your children, even as far off as many as the Lord our God shall call. That's thus saith the word of God tonight. There will be a rapture. That's thus saith the word of God. Behold, I send you Elijah. That's thus saith the word of God. Behold, there'll be a bride. That's thus saith the word of God. The lion has roared. The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy tonight? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to lay hands on one another tonight. And I want you to pray like you would want somebody to pray for you. Well, Brother Darrell, I don't feel like I'm good enough to pray. I didn't ask you that. We're not praying by our feelings. We're praying by faith tonight. We're praying as sons and daughters of God tonight. We're praying as a body on the earth that God has placed here that we should help one another and bear one another's burdens. And I want you to lay your hands on one another and I want you to pray. I want you to pray for that brother like you'd want somebody to pray for you. I want you to pray for that sister like you'd want somebody to pray for you. Don't say a prayer. It's a sin to say a prayer, but I want you to pray a prayer tonight. Amen. And I want you to believe. The Bible says in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, saith the Lord, and I will answer thee. God said, if you call, I'll answer. God says, seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. That's thus saith the word of God. Amen. Do you love him tonight? Now when you're prayed for, I want you to go out testifying. I want you to go out testifying that God has heard your prayer, that God has moved upon you, and I want you to write it down, and I want you to speak it, and when it happens, I want you to tell Brother Baker that Brother Baker can tell me, because I'm going to believe that there's going to be great testimonies. There's going to be great victories here tonight, not because I prayed, but because you prayed, and your sons and daughters of God tonight. Amen. Do you love him? Do you believe him tonight? Are you ready, warriors? Are you ready, Shamgard? Let's take back the land. Let's take back what's ours tonight. Let's drive the devil off of our property tonight. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight, we lay our hands upon one another, Lord. We believe the promise of your word is true. God, we have family that's in dire need. God, there's circumstances here beyond our control tonight. There's people afflicted with cancer. There's people afflicted with nervousness. There's people afflicted with seizures, Lord. There's people afflicted with all kinds of things, God. The devil's as a roaring lion tonight, but we believe you're our Father. We believe, God, that you love us. We believe that you care for us. We believe in your word that you said, if we ask, we shall receive. We believe your word said, if we lay hands on one another, they shall get well. And God, we do this tonight, not because we feel like it, but we do it because your word said so, Lord, and your word can't lie. And I pray tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, by the authority of the word of God that's given to us as believers, we lay our hands upon one another and we rebuke that devil. We rebuke that spirit tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. May the spirits leave the people. May sickness leave the people tonight. May fear leave the people tonight. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ for the glory of God. Satan, you've lost the battle tonight. You have no hold on us as believers. We believe the promise of your word to be true and we call you now and we cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. We come as Shamgar. We don't have an ox goat, but we've got the prayer. We've got the greatest weapon ever given into the hand of a human being, and that's prayer. And tonight we hold that prayer over my brother, and we hold it over our sister tonight. And we believe, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, may the affliction leave them, God. Lord, you see their needs tonight. God, I pray for Brother Boy, Lord. I pray for those in dire need tonight, God.
May your spirit move upon them, Lord. Grant it tonight, oh God. May your spirit do something wonderful. May it just do something wonderful tonight, God. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Grant it tonight, I ask. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, send your healing virtue tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh. In the name of Jesus, receive ye the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Oh God, grant it tonight. Grant it tonight, Lord. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our trespasses. Wash us, Lord. Wash us in the bleach of your blood. Wash us tonight. Oh, hallelujah. That's it, friends. That's it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We are the church of the firstborn, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. We are sons and daughters of God with the power of the Holy Ghost. We are overcomers. We are victorious. We're his bride. We're his little queen. Oh, the lion hath roared. The lion hath roared. We say what's been said in his word. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Little girl was lying there, the people all were weeping. They just laughed at Jesus when he said she's only sleeping. As he took her by the hand, Jessica began to live again. I began to praise the Lord. We all begin to say, he's in the house. Death has to flee. Where darkness used to be. Oh, there's no more doubt. Grace. God bless you, saints. Do you love him tonight? Let's just raise our hands now. Let the chains fall. Let the doubt fall. Let the fear fall. You're in the presence of your king tonight. The shout is in the camp. The king is in the camp tonight. Oh, let him wonder what the noise is. Let it be heard 5 miles away, because the king, hallelujah, the lion have roared. The roar of the lion. He's roaring out in these last days. Oh, let his kingdom, let the children of his kingdom take heed. Let them hear the voice of their bridegroom. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let him break every chain tonight. Hallelujah.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, to break every chain. Break every chain. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in his name.
Break every chain. Oh, to break every
Down in Florida, there's an Air Force station down there. They fly those big F-16s and all these jets. The people in the neighborhood started complaining because they made all the noise. So they put up a big sign at the front of the entrance there to the airbase. Said, excuse the sound of the noise. Pardon the noise, but it's the sound of freedom. When you hear the screams tonight, pardon the noise, but it's the sound of the chains falling off of us. It's the sound of our freedom. It's the sound of the sons and daughters of God shouting for joy. The darkness is gathered. It's because of the oncoming light. Hallelujah. The morning stars are shouting for joy. We feel our soon coming King. We're going home to live and reign forever. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll gather around our Father's throne. We'll gather around the Father's throne. What a wonderful time. What a wonderful time. God bless you.